Now, Dick, I'm worried about everyone going mad in isolation, but I did see a story yesterday from the New York Post, in fact, saying that the 10-part series on Michael Jordan, The Last Dance, his last year there at the Chicago Bulls in 98, they're set to bring it forward and potentially what starts airing it in April, and that'll give us something to watch for sure.
No question about it, and it was something that had been pushed hard for on social media. Even LeBron James stepping up on social media and on Instagram with a video, I believe it was a week or 10 days ago, just pushing ESPN, saying, we can't wait until June. You already have the show produced. Why would you put it out in June? Let's get it out earlier. And we are beginning in the middle of April. We're going to see two episodes a night for 5 weeks. We'll get one episode per week for 5 weeks, and that's going to be I can't even imagine, guys, what the ratings for that. I would imagine that the ratings for that will be greater than probably any singular regular season, even NFL game that we had last year, because of just the supply and demand of it all. The demand for sports right now, even pre-produced sports, is absolutely off the hook. I mean, we had a NASCAR race that was an esports NASCAR race, which gained a million viewers last week. A million people watched race car drivers sitting in pretend cars racing around the track. It was incredible.
Yeah, that's the world we're living in at the moment, Dick. We're all starved of sport, and we can't wait for it to return. Now, the NFL have announced a couple of things that are happening. One, the draft is still going ahead, albeit behind closed doors. And they've have approved expanding the postseason to 14 teams beginning this season.
Yeah, the NFL has gone full speed ahead, guys. And they do not apparently look like they're slowing down at all. I mean, they know that they're the number one most important and most popular sport in America. They know that their season can continue because we don't have any games until August, regular season games until September. So the timing of this terrible virus has not hurt the NFL at all in comparison to the other sports in America, which is, you know, kind of ironic and kind of unfortunate, I guess. I mean, if you're a big fan of basketball making a comeback against football, or baseball making a big comeback against football, I mean, those two sports have just been hammered by this virus. And whereas the NFL is just going to go full steam ahead, and Roger Goodell says, let's do this thing. He let free agency go, which I thought was a good idea. It obviously gave us something to talk about over the last couple of weeks. And now, you know, this is about the time that we spend most of our time in the month of April focusing on the NFL draft, and we will be able to do that. The only difference is we just won't have a crowd of 5,000 people getting together in Vegas, and we won't have the players themselves coming onto the stage. But other than that, we're going to see very similar draft to what we've seen in the last few years, guys, because we've had a lot of Skype videos and people on their cell phones FaceTiming after they got drafted, and we're going to be able to have that access. I mean, basically, there's a camera in every one of these players' living room. It's on their cell phone. So so-and-so will get drafted in the fourth round, and they'll call, you know, ESPN will call them up, and they'll do a live FaceTime interview right then and there, 30 seconds after they got drafted. So I think it'll be a great must-see TV for everybody.
Dick, rugby's not the biggest sport in the US, but it's quite big here in Australia, and at the moment it's on everyone's radar because of how much, I guess, they are struggling and how much of a hit they're going to take. But I see USA Rugby has filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because, you know, a few years ago, it seemed like it was really growing. We have a rugby team here in Seattle, actually a championship rugby team here in Seattle in the National Rugby League here in the States that just kind of started over the last few years. So it seemed like that was a sport that was really starting to take off. And I think even some people thought that that the demise or potential demise of the NFL that we were talking about 3 or 4 years ago because of the concussions and the CTE and all that sort of thing was actually going to help a sport like rugby, a collision sport that doesn't have the head involved in the game. And so far that we haven't seen that pass as the CTE has kind of died down. Now they've done everything that they can in the NFL to make it a safer game by some of the rules that they have put in. But obviously rugby hasn't taken that leap here in the States that we potentially thought it could 3 or 4 years ago.
Just finally, Dick, it's been a huge free agency period in the NFL. And firstly, I'm reading as well from the Miami Herald that the Dolphins, who have 14 picks in the draft, might trade up to try and get the number one pick, which is all but certain to be the LSU quarterback, Joe Burrow. And also, one of our listeners, I want to ask if you think that could possibly happen. And also, one of our listeners has texted in. He said he's a big Seahawks fan and he wants to know if you've got some mail on Jadeveon Clowney as well. Will he re-sign there?
Well, I'll start with the Dolphins question. If I'm Cincinnati and I have the number one pick, I'm listening to all offers. Joe Burrow is going to be a very good quarterback. Is he going to be the transcendent future Hall of Fame level quarterback that you should get? If you're drafting a quarterback number one overall in the draft, you should be getting a 10 to 15 year starter, a guy that makes 6 or 7 Pro Bowls, a guy that is a potential Hall of Famer. I mean, that's the type of capital that you invest in a number one pick overall at the quarterback position. If they don't feel like Joe Burrow is that guy, and they feel like a Tua Tagovailoa or a Justin Herbert or a Jordan Love, the other quarterbacks that are going to go in the first round, if they think that, hey, we can get one of those other quarterbacks who's only slightly behind Joe Burrow and pick up a ton of draft picks from the Miami Dolphins, then maybe that's the way to rebuild a franchise that has been struggling, guys, for what, 20 years? I mean, the Bengals have been terrible for 2 decades. They need more than just a quarterback. A quarterback obviously is the most important piece to rebuilding a franchise. But if you can get one of those other quarterbacks and get another first-round draft pick and a second and a third round, I mean, it would take a lot for Miami to trade up and get that number one overall pick. But I would certainly think about it if I was Cincinnati. And as for the Seahawks, the waiting game continues with Jadeveon Clowney, and the question is Clowney going to sign a one-year kind of prove-it contract and then try to sign the big deal next year? I think that's potentially dangerous for him to do. Or is he going to sign a 4-year contract in the, you know, $16 to $18 million per year? I think Seattle would go either way with him. I think eventually Seattle's going to come out with either Jadeveon Clowney or Everson Griffin, who's a pass rusher from Minnesota. Griffin has shown interest in signing with Seattle. I would, as a Seahawks fan, I would love to be able to squeeze them both under the salary cap. I don't know if that's possible. I think I feel pretty confident that Seattle will get one of the two, either Clowney or Griffin.
And Dick, finally, mate, this is another one from our listeners. This is from LP. Dick, where will Chase Young land at the draft? The Giants? Question mark.
Who will chase who at the draft? I didn't hear that.
Chase Young.
Oh, who will chase Young at the
Yeah, where will he land? And it's got Giants question mark.
Oh yeah, he's going to go number two. I think Joe Burrow's going to go number one. Chase Young's going to go number two. If he falls past that, I would be surprised. I guess there is a potential that if there's a team like the Dolphins, for example, that wants to move up to number two and take a quarterback like Tua Tagovailoa, then potentially Chase Young could fall to three. But I think Chase Young, it's pretty safe to say, Chase Young will be the highest drafted non-quarterback. So Burrow will go ahead of him. Potentially Tua could get traded up for and go ahead of him. But Chase Young is going to be the highest picked player that's not a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Redskins have the second pick, don't they?
I believe so. I haven't memorized my draft yet. I guarantee you in the next 2 or 3 weeks as we get close to the draft, I'll have all my draft order memorized.
Good stuff, Dick. Very comprehensive as always. And yeah, stay safe over there in Seattle, mate.
Sounds good, guys. Talk to you next week.